Second Chronicles chapter 34. Hosea was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years, and he did right in the sight of Yahweh, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the Elohim of David his father, and in the 12th year he began to purge Yehuda and Jerusalem from the high places, and the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images. And they broke down the altars of Baalim in his presence, and the images that were upon high above them he cut down, and the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images he broke in pieces, and made dust of them, and strewed it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed to them. And he burnt the bones of the priests upon their altars, and cleansed Yehuda and Jerusalem. And so he did in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, even to Naphtali in their ruins round about. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves, and had beaten the graven images to powder, and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. Now, in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah the governor of the city, and Joah the son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the house of Yahweh his Elohim. And they came to Hilkiah the high priest. They delivered the money that was brought into the house of Yahweh, which the Levites that kept the doors had gathered of the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim, and of all the remnant of Israel, and of all Yehuda and Benjamin, and they returned to Jerusalem. And they put it in the hand of the workmen that had the oversight of the house of Yahweh, and they gave it to the workmen that wrought in the house of Yahweh to repair and amend the house. Even to the artificers and builders did they give it, to buy cut stone and timber for couplings, and to floor the houses which the kings of Yehuda had destroyed. And the men did the work faithfully, and the overseers of them were Jehath and Obadiah, the Levites, of the sons of Merari, and Zechariah and Meshullam, of the sons of the Kohathites, to set it forward, and other of the Levites, all that could skill of instruments and music. Also they were over the bearers of burdens, and were overseers of all that wrought the work in any manner of service. And of the Levites there were scribes and officers and porters. And when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of Yahweh, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of Yahweh given through Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I found the book of the law in the house of Yahweh. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king, and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to your servants, they do it. And they've gathered together the money that was found in the house of Yahweh, and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers, and into the hand of the workmen. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he tore his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Abdon the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah the servant of the kings, saying, go, inquire of Yahweh for me, and for them that are left in Israel and in Yehuda, concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the anger of Yahweh that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of Yahweh to do after all that is written in this book. And Hilkiah, and those that the king had appointed, went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikvav, the son of Hasra, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college. And they spoke to her to that effect. And she answered them, thus says Yahweh Elohim of Israel, tell you the man that sent you to me, thus says Yahweh, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants of it, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Yehuda, because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense to other Elohim, that they may provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. For this reason my wrath will be poured out upon this place, and will not be quenched. And as for the king of Yehuda, who sent you to inquire of Yahweh, so shall you say to him, thus says Yahweh Elohim of Israel, concerning the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender, and you did humble yourself before Yahweh, when you heard his words against this place and against the inhabitants of it, and humbled yourself before me, and did tear your clothes and weep before me, I have even heard you also, says Yahweh. Behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be gathered to your grave in peace. Neither will your eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place and upon the inhabitants of the same. And so they brought the king word again. And then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Yehuda and Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of Yahweh, and all the men of Yehuda, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests, and the Levites, and all the people, great and small, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of Yahweh. And the king stood in his place, and made a covenant before Yahweh, to walk after Yahweh, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant that are written in this book. And he caused all that were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand to it. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers. And Hosea took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve Yahweh, their Elohim. And all his days they departed not from following Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers. End of chapter 2.